It's game time inside Phillips Arena, and the Atlanta Dream are taking on the Chicago Sky. Atlanta's team is among the best in the league and now has the best record in the East Conference. They've reached the WNBA Finals three times in the last four seasons, but that hasn't sparked a massive increase in attendance. According to Street & Smith Sports Business Daily, the Atlanta Dream was next to last in total attendance for the 2013 season, averaging just over 7,500 a game. Like any professional sports league, the WNBA wants to grow its fan base. And what better way to do that than embrace a specific target audience?
It really is about us as a league looking to understand our fan base and reach out to that fan base, acknowledge the fan base, and grow the fan base.
Laura Ritchie is the president of the WNBA. She says research gave the league an idea of the wants and needs of their audience. And now the league is tipping off what officials are calling WNBA Pride.
And based on that, we sort of took all the things that we had been doing, added in a few new elements, and unified it all underneath the banner of WNBA Pride. So we're really excited to be sort of unifying it and bringing it to market underneath that banner.
Ritchie says the WNBA is the first U.S. professional sports team with a multi-integrated LGBT initiative that celebrates equality and campaigns against LGBT bias. One component, Ritchie says, involves players
who have been very active in anti-bullying communication and efforts, whether that's telling their story or doing some outreach or doing PSAs with some of the organizations that really look to put an end to bullying.
Oh, I'm absolutely happy about that. About time.
Sonya Harrell is a longtime women's basketball fan. On this day, she's traveled from Guyton, Georgia, to watch the Atlanta Dream. Harrell is lesbian and says the WNBA embracing the LGBT community makes sense.
It's just a part of society. It's a part of the world. Expose them to it. Take away the narrow-mindedness. Open your minds. Open your eyes. Open your hearts.
Back to WNBA President Laura Ritchie, she maintains economics is not a factor behind the campaign, but the initiative does have a national sponsor. It's cosmetic giant CoverGirl. The WNBA has lesbian players who are open and active in the gay community, so now is the perfect time to launch a national platform, says Kennesaw State University sports economist J.C. Bradbury.
The WNBA already has been quite gay-friendly, so it's not like going out here now is it's going out on a limb. People aren't surprised by the openly gay athletes that play in the league. They already knew about that. So because it is timely and it is something that fans and consumers with money want to spend dollars on the WNBA, giving them the reason to feel more positive about the WNBA.
Officials with the Atlanta Dream were not available for comment for this story. But throughout the month of June, WNBA Pride campaign will include Pride-themed games. The campaign will even go beyond a game day experience. There's a special website with LGBT Pride-related content. And proceeds from the sale of WNBA Pride T-shirts will benefit the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. Rose Scott, WABE News.
Thank you.